Artichokes. Artichokes.
This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Father Ian Dellinger, and I'm playing with food.
Down in Monterey, the artichokes grow. Towsy-headed artichokes, row after row. They grow in Monterey 'cause it's comfortable there. They like the sandy bottom and the cool salt air. Artichokes.
Artichokes are as Central Coast as any produce can get. 99.9% of the artichokes grown in the United States are grown in California. And everything in this short children's song by folk blues singer-songwriter Malvina Reynolds, who wrote Little Boxes, by the way, will be expressed in today's segment of Playing with Food.
Enough left over for a Google birdie nest, artichokes.
California's official vegetable, like much of our produce, was brought here by the Spanish in the 19th century. They are such a unique foodstuff, actually a thistle. Having traveled between the Central Coast and Western Nebraska for most of my childhood, I was the only kid in my class who knew what one was. That was a couple decades ago. Then, as an expat in the UK, I again was the only one who knew what an artichoke was. Now almost everyone in both of those places knows what they are, but doesn't have near the appreciation that we Californians do. It takes some time for non-Californians, like parishioner Liz Frost, to get a taste for this thorny delicacy.
I grew up on the East Coast, and I hated artichokes. I couldn't understand why people would eat these leaves and dip them in a spinach dip or a garlic butter dip and eat them. I thought, what a waste of time. Well, when I grew my own, because a neighbor said, no, you've got the perfect soil to grow it. Grow your own. I said, ooh, I hate them. And they said, oh, no. Wait till you grow your own, cut it off, pop it in boiling water, and eat it for the first time. You will say you adore them. And my neighbor was absolutely right. I'm a total convert.
Even though she doesn't live in Castroville, artichoke capital of the world, Liz's home in San Luis Obispo has the perfect growing conditions. How long have you been growing artichokes?
Presently, I have 3 artichoke plants this year, but I have been growing artichoke plants, at least for the last 6 or 7 years. They're growing on the top of my slope, and the reason I planted them there is because I have a very sandy soil. And I was enriching the soil with potting soil as well as coffee grinds. And I wanted something that liked a sandy soil and direct sunlight and would cover that big bare spot on my slope.
So they like a lot of sun and they like sandy soil.
Yes, and they also like used coffee grinds. So it was perfect for my used coffee grinds as well as to keep my soil from washing away on the slope.
So that kind of explains why they grow well in Castroville, because I'd imagine being so close to the ocean that there's some sandy soil there.
Right. It's really a Mediterranean vegetable. And also in my front yard, I have a beautiful olive tree that blossoms every 2 years.
How many artichokes does one plant actually produce?
One plant can produce as many as 8 or 10 artichokes at a time. However, you only want 4 to 5 artichokes to grow on one plant in order for them to grow to the right maturity size that Americans or Californians are used to eating. Otherwise, you'll get teeny tiny ones that have no center because artichokes are a thistle-based plant. So if you allow the artichoke to go to flower, it becomes this giant, purple, beautiful flower. So what you're actually eating is the blossom before it flowers.
Oh, wow. Okay. When it flowers, does it seed itself?
No, it doesn't seed itself, but you have to wait till it produces its own seed, and then you can plant that seed. It isn't like, you know, wildflowers that go to seed and they go in the wind and then find a place to plant themselves. No, you have to hand plant it yourself. After it produces fruit or the vegetable, I cut the leaves all the way back to the stem and cut the stem down to the level of the dirt and then put bark over it. And then come about January or February, it just starts blooming again, producing lots and lots of big leaves.
And then when do you actually get the artichoke?
Between March, April, and May, depending upon the weather that we've had. If we've had some really nice weather and hot weather like we had this year, then I had them as early as March.
And are they as good as ones that you get at the farmer's market?
Mine are better.
And what makes them better?
Well, because I literally cut it off and pop it into boiling water. That way the earwigs that like the inside of the artichokes fall right out. And I don't even do a sauce to dip my leaves in because it's so sweet. Right now I have three left and there are three tiny ones. I do have one plant that hasn't produced anything yet. I'm hoping that it will produce.
Are you going to increase your crop size?
Yes, I am. I get them from Farm Supply, and they don't have any in, so they put me on the list. After they stay at home in place, hopefully they'll be getting more in so I can plant some more. But usually the plant will last, at least 4 years before you have to replace it.
This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio, and you're listening to Playing with Food on Issues and Ideas with me, Father Ian. When one isn't in California, and when it's artichoke season, one might be tempted to buy a can or a jar of artichoke hearts. They really aren't the same. Up in Salinas, surrounded by artichoke fields, one entrepreneurial chef has made packaged artichoke hearts much more palatable. I met her at her processing plant with a wide variety of machinery background noise.
I'm Jane Schaefer with Monterey Farms, and I am the president, founder, and CEO. We take fresh artichokes from the local fields and we hand trim them down to their artichoke hearts, just to their hearts. We remove all the leaves and all the choke out of the heart, and then we trim them and season them and lightly steam them, and then vacuum pouch them. We sell nationwide to several high-end retail markets, and then we also sell to the food service industry, mostly local chefs and restaurants and resorts and country clubs, things like that.
Can we go see the process?
Absolutely.
Great.
So this is our receiving area where we receive all the artichokes. We receive artichokes daily. They come fresh from the fields every day, and then we pick them up from the growers and we bring them to our facility here. And here is a place where we hand sort them.
Okay, what makes the artichokes you get different than the fresh artichokes we get in the store?
There really isn't any difference to them. What Monterey Farms does is we take the seconds that for one reason or another do not make it into the box. Usually because they're blemished on the outside, or sometimes in the winter they're frosted and they don't sell as well on the raw market, so we'll get them. So it's only aesthetics and blemishes on the outside. It works well for us because we're just going right down to the heart. As you see here, we have bins of our trimmings. All we do is we trim all the leaves away, all the choke away, and we just use the heart of the artichoke. We do recycle our trimmings and we give them to several local ranchers who then feed their cows. We're getting artichokes that would be deemed cow food because they're blemished and don't make it onto the raw market. It's very green.
Here's a leaf, the kind that you would eat. Is there any way to get the edible part of that leaf into some kind of artichoke paste or anything? Or does it have to go to the cow?
We do make an artichoke paste, and some of our local chefs take them for their artichoke bisques and soups. It's a tedious process.
I'm sure.
We have to run it through a specialized pulper, which squeezes and pulps not only the heart meat, but extracts the meat from the leaves. As you know, the artichokes are very fibrous.
Mm.
So it's a tough process. It's got to be a tough machine, and a specialized machine that I've had fabricated for me by some local fabricators that extract just the meat off the leaves and the meat from the heart. So yeah, it's a wonderful paste. Chefs can use it in multiple purposes in the kitchen. Dressings and soups and even spreads on a nice piece of French bread. It's a hands-on process. So we have every stage of the process is controlled, it's quality controlled. starting with the receiving part of it. We sort them, we wash them, and then we date them and put them in the refrigerator here. We're a little bit empty right now. We're moving into the summer chokes from the perennial. We're moving into the annual artichokes. The supply sometimes gets a little tight when we make that transition.
There are two main varieties of artichokes grown here on the Central Coast. For over 100 years, the Green Globe variety was virtually the only variety known. This one, despite its name, is cone-shaped with sharp stickers at the top of each leaf. It's a perennial and, like Liz said, can last several years. It produces in late winter to early spring. In the 1980s, a new variety came on the scene, one that you would think would be called Globe because it's perfectly round, has no thorns, and is very sexy as vegetables go. This big heart variety is planted from seed. It revolutionized the industry. More artichokes could be grown, more than one season per year, because it can be planted every 6 or 7 months at any time of the year, in crop densities of up to 4 times greater than Globes. But if you have ever brought one of each home and eaten them side by side, you'll know that the big heart, yep, it has a big heart, but there's nothing on the end of its leaves. They're all for show. With the Globe, you get the fun of scraping each tasty leaf clean and then digging into the nice, fleshy heart. Be aware, bigger isn't always better. As Jane and I walked around the processing floor, I got to see the topping.
Okay, so he removed the top of the artichoke.
Okay.
Scooping out the fuzzy choke.
Wow, in 3 strokes you had it all out.
The trimming of the leaves down to...
But she does it quickly. Super fast. So they end up being just this little disc of...
That's just the heart.
If I could do that to an artichoke that fast, I would have artichokes a lot more often.
Oh, yeah.
Then the hearts get chopped, soaked to prevent turning brown, and then flavored. Garlic, lemon and salt, Italian herb and sun-dried tomato, grilled with balsamic, and buffalo.
So I'm originally from Buffalo, New York, so I needed a buffalo artichoke heart.
And then Jane's unique packaging.
In the other countries where the artichokes are coming from, all the canned and jarred products, yes, they have a tonnage of artichokes, and yes, they have equipment, more mechanization than I do, for certain. But the reason why they are in the cans and jars is because they're shelf stable. So they last for 10 years in the cans and the jars. The difference between Monterey Farms products and that is that ours are fresh. So ours is a refrigerated product. Mm. And we have a 3-month shelf life on ours. That's the difference. So they have to cook them until they're mushy, and they have to really, really pasteurize them in order to keep them a shelf-stable product. We're not into that. We're looking to give the chef something that's fresh and fresh-tasting and crunchy and tender at the same time and flavorful, but yet not imposing upon the subtle flavor of the artichoke. The artichoke is a very subtle flavor, so it's easy to mask it with marinades and brine. So we try our best to give the chef a real fresh-tasting artichoke.
Then there's a chef in Paso Robles who has just begun experimenting with artichokes. I spoke to her while she was in a very echoey winery kitchen.
My name is Destiny Shannon, and I am the chef at Calcareous Vineyard. We have what's called a food and wine pairing, although a lot of the things that we offer could be just a small lunch. You don't necessarily have to order wine with it, although it does come with a 3-ounce pour that complements each dish. We're hoping to have more of a restaurant experience as Paso is growing a lot.
Okay, and what's the best wine to go with artichokes?
Well, last night I really enjoyed our brand new release of our Vin Gris, which is actually a rosé. And that was really nice and crisp. It had a little bit of sweetness. And I deep fried these artichokes. So they were little baby artichokes. And so you had the saltiness and a little bit of the lemon and the creaminess of the aioli. So I really liked our rosé with that. That was great. And also I was thinking maybe like a dry Gewürztraminer or a Viognier would have been spectacular as well.
You had baby artichokes, which are not mature, right?
Correct. Those were purchased through a local farm, Templeton Valley Farms, And actually, Trina was there and she cut them down off of the actual plants and gave them to me right there. So I got 6 fresh picked baby artichokes. They were probably about the size of a fist or so.
And when you deep fry them, is that all you do or do you have to parboil them first?
I just was able to deep fry these. Now I did soak them. There can be a lot of little critters and dirt and things like that. So I soaked them first in some white vinegar and water, just a really basic solution to get all of the debris out, and then just kind of let them air dry. Took the outside leaves off and most of the stem, and then they were a pretty small size. I ended up quartering them and then just into hot oil they went. Yeah, they were spectacular. The leaves were totally edible, especially the inner leaves. Once they were fried, it was just like all kind of one bite. That really simple, just flash fried salt and pepper, lemon. That was great. Probably my most favorite though, we do have a pizza program here, so I'm kind of partial, but I love artichoke hearts on pizza. One of my favorites would be artichoke hearts, some Italian sausage, some fresh fennel. Also, I love the good old spinach artichoke dip with the toasty sourdough bread. If it's a really intimate dinner and we maybe have between 15 and 20 guests, we will kind of painstakingly get those hearts ourselves. But most of the time, if we're doing a pizza night or something for a bigger crowd, we definitely will just get the already quartered up artichoke hearts. I like mine just kind of kept in water. I do like the ones that are pre-marinated for some things, but most of the time I just get kind of soaked in water. There is definitely teas and tinctures that can be made with artichoke if you were trying to get the medicinal qualities out of them more. But then there's also something that's called the Jerusalem artichoke, the sunchoke.
Jerusalem artichoke isn't actually an artichoke, but it tastes exactly like one.
We were getting some of those and making like a puree with the sunchoke and really, really enjoyed it. The artichokes that are growing here, they were put into place by someone who's actually relocated and he's moving along in the wine business. His name was Gabriel, but he had what we used to call Gabriel's garden. So I'm finding that they really like it here, the artichokes. And so we're kind of inheriting this year's harvest of his. So now we're gonna plant our own and kind of see. We have a really great growing climate for most things up here at Calcareous because we're, you know, like 1400 feet up, we are close to that ocean breeze, and it does get pretty warm in Paso too. Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to make some artichoke pizza, so that's next on the agenda.
Both Jane and Destiny get to spend their days playing with food, and I envy their creating new culinary delights out of artichokes. This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio, and we're playing with artichokes on Issues and Ideas with me, Father Ian. The artichoke. Have the patience to steam a fresh one to perfection and strip each leaf of its meat with your teeth. After about the fifth one, you get into this rhythm of pulling, stripping, discarding, pulling, stripping, discarding. You can't stop because they are so delicious. The artichoke is so unique that it not only has its own song, heard at the beginning, it has its own poems.
The artichoke with a tender heart, dressed up like a warrior. Standing at attention, it built a small helmet. Under its scales, it remained unshakable. By its side, the crazy vegetables uncurled their tendrils and leaf crowns, throbbing bulbs.
I didn't do any playing with food with artichokes on my own. Instead, I wanted to know if Jane's buffalo arty hearts tasted anything like buffalo wings.
I am here in my kitchen with the arty hearts that Jane gave me. I have the buffalo flavored arty hearts, and I'm going to see how delicious they are. I am going to warm them up a bit and dip them in ranch like you would buffalo wings. My buffalo arty hearts are warmed up. I've got some blue cheese dip and I've got some ranch dip. I'm going to give it a try. Mmm. All the flavor of a buffalo wing with the added lovely flavor of a fresh artichoke. Should I be eating a fresh artichoke during artichoke season? Sure. But in the absence of that, the buffalo arty heart wings, great snack at any time of year.
Mmm, artichokes. Mmm, artichokes. Mmm, when you eat an artichoke.
Get yourself some artichokes. Thistle be the best snack or meal you've ever had.
Take a little nibble.
This is KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Father Ian, and I'm playing with food.
Yes, artichokes. Artichokes. Artichokes.